Welcome everybody, we're going to be learning about katnut, about how to work from constrictedness, from limitedness, when everything is not connecting, and we're going to learn a little bit more about this situation, what's going on, is it really that we're falling down, is it really that we messed it all up, or are we doing something right, so right, that things just have to go like that, right? So Bezat Hashem, every single person that's serving Hashem knows and feels that there are days that he has a whole entire light shining for him and he's connected and everything's clear. And there's days, you know, in those days you're successful, you're going through everything fine and dandy and you feel close to Hashem and you're learning and your prayer and your service of Hashem is illuminating the path for you in an amazing way. But there's also days and times that are harder. And then you don't have any passion, no desire, and you're not successful to feel the way that you should be. And the work gets harder and harder. And they're called the days of katnut. Katan, katnut comes from the word katan, which is small, like a child. What is the goal of katnut? And from then, understand what is the way to work in those times. And how do we understand from these days how to get closer to Hashem? Right? Because in truth, be'emet, how a person acts during the times of constriction, during the times of katnut, that is the decision maker for what's going to be in a service of Hashem on the day-to-day. Right? So what is the idea of katnut? And this first part is called makoreiti, what's happening to me, right? Sorry. So the katnut simply is that you don't feel in your heart what you know in your head. Simply put, in a one-liner, that's what katnut is. I don't feel it. I know what I need to be feeling, I know what I should be doing, right? But I just don't feel it. Inyana katnutu pirud harosh ma'aguf. It's the detachment of the head from the body, meaning that in the time of katnut, the things that we know in our head, they don't come down to our head, into our heart, to influence our emotions and to bring us closer. This is what's called a lack in Da'at, in connectionness, in consciousness. Ki da'at hu ha-koach ha-mechaber et ha-sechel ha-regesh u-ma'asim b'fol. Da'at is the power to connect what we know in our head to our emotions and make them come out in actions. And by way of da'at, we have this light coming down from the brain to the heart. The katan en lo da'at. Chazal say, the rabbis say, a katan, a child, has no da'at. Child does not have that. He doesn't have this ability to connect between what he has in his head, what he knows is right, to what he feels and how he acts. He doesn't have that bridge built yet, right? Bekatnut ein dat. Da'inu ein chibur ben amoach ve'alev. There's no connection between the brain and the heart, and this causes that the brain does not rule over the heart, and mainly that the heart doesn't feel what the brain understands. And katnut can be expressed in a few different forms, many different forms. Sometimes katnut causes a person that it'll be hard for them to work, hard for them to pray, hard for them to learn. And even though you know how important it is to pray shacharit, and you know how much important it is to get to a minyan and to learn Torah, you know all these things. Your prayer and your learning, though, is done with such hardship. It's like it's not going for you. And sometimes you don't have the matzav ruach, you don't have the vibe, you don't have that mood, you're not in that mood. And sometimes you feel empty and you feel bad. And then the person has this kind of inclination to not treat people properly that are around him. And even though his heart is filled with love for that friend that is around him, even though that's the case, he starts to like really not treat them so right. Sometimes also, in times of katnut, the yetzer hara starts to overcome the person in all different types of nisyonot, shekvar chashav shenigmeru. And this changes between person to person. And everyone goes through different situations, right? Obviously, there's different levels of katnut, and there's different things that go on in different people. There's sometimes these can be brought onto us. Sometimes it's that we don't feel our prayers. Sometimes it's that we can't really pay attention, right? But we need to beg out to Hashem. We're going to learn it. Bezat Hashem. What's the root of this idea? The main hardship is in katnut, is the feeling that comes into the person that I can't reach my goals, and I can't even do my own job. I can't even do what I need to do, and I'm for sure not going to reach my goals. Right, and this can also happen after Shabbat, after holidays. Right? You feel this crazy light, and you feel it, and you're like this huge gift. And then like you, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And you get super inspired, and then, poof, right? This is all rooted in the same thing. And the main, how the person deals with this nisayon, right? Not to go into depression. This is exactly how the yetzer hara can have a hold on you. Bet. To know that the katnut, you have to know what is katnut, is the beginning of the next step. The truth is that every time a person goes into katnut, into a constricted mindset, it is a sign that he merited to finish the level that he was on. And now he's going into a whole new level, right? That's what katnut is. Why do you as a person get constricted mindset where it doesn't feel it and you can't, and everything starts to become hard? Because you did so well at the level that you're on that now you're going to a higher level, right? And this is really important to know. This is Rabbi Nachman taught years ago, that what is katnut? It's like Mario. Think about Mario, right? Mario,
it's the next world.
You go to the next level, you go to the next level, right?
You go to the next world, exactly. But now the level's even harder.
And you might fail a few times, but you have a few lives to go there, right?
And then you gotta go to the boss again.
Exactly.
The next boss is even
and
harder.
And what are you doing, Bichlal, in the whole entire India? You're chasing after the lost princess.
Right.
So exactly, so is that the Shem, but not Abdiel, right? Right? But Vizat Hashem. This idea, what happens in Katnut, that you just completed a level, and now you're on a harder level, and that's why it's getting harder. Ki haklal hu shekechol madriga chadasha matchila bekatnut. Every single new level that you get to starts with katnut. V'im yamod b'nisayon katnut, if the person stands successful in the trials and the test of katnut, of constrictedness, then he will merit a greatness. The opposite of katnut is gadlut. There's a water machine over there.
Yeah.
Right? The opposite of katnut is gadlut. How you deal with katnut is how you're gonna deal with the gadlut. And that is how you complete the new level that you're getting to. And if a person doesn't know this, then the yetzer hara starts to come and trick him and tells him, "Ine nafalta, you fell. V'ma hoil kol avodatecha she'avadeta." What did it help all the things that you did to fix yourself? Look at you, you just fell. All he's trying to do is come in and put a despair into the person, that he'll think as if, God forbid, it's impossible to be successful in what he wants to do, and you're always going to fall in the end, No matter what I do, I'm going to fall, I'm going to mess up, I'm going to go back to that thing. And by way of the despair that the person has, then the Yetzer wants to stop the person from serving Hashem. That's his real goal. It's not that you feel bad now, it's that you stop serving Hashem, that you stop doing mitzvot. And not only that you won't do good things, he's going to push you to doing things that are bad. That's his whole goal. ולכן מאוד חשוב לדעת שזה שקר ככל השקרים שלו. It's very important to know that this is a lie like all of his lies. והאמת שהיא בדיוק להפך. The truth is completely the opposite. It's specifically because of your success that you caused it right now. You required a whole entire new level, a whole entire level of Avodat Hashem you completed, and now you're starting a whole entire new level that you've never been on, and therefore it's harder for you. And even when you have in the katnut, it seems and it appears to you as if you fell, and you don't feel that you're going up into a new level, right? Because it's not clear to you that you're really moving up a level, you just feel like you fell. Even though that's the case, you need to know for sure this is the beginning of a new level. Just that the beginning of the new levels are always hard. Because all of the beginnings are hard. And then, that's why it seems and it appears to you as if you fell. Right? And if you really contemplate this well, you'll see after a while that you look at every time you had a nifilah and you look, you had a fall, and you look right after it, you're going to see that you actually were, that's exactly what happened. Like it appeared as if like something bad and drastic happened, and right after that you were lifted to a whole entire level that you didn't believe you were on. If you really, you have to do a little bit of contemplation on this, but it's definitely possible to look back and to see, to pick out those points where you had a nifilah, and then you just shot up and you took off. Baruch haba, baruch haba. Mashal adam sho'oleh b'binyan shel kama komot. The idea is an example of a person that goes into a building with a few different levels. In the beginning, when he comes up to the first floor, he's trying hard and he's going up the stairs, right? And it's hard for him, right? He's going to a building. It's hard for him to get up to the first floor. He's going by the stairs. But then, after he gets past it, he goes over. He fights through all the hardship. Remez. There you go. And we're in the middle of a remez. You see, there's secrets in everything, guys. We're in the page remez, which is a hint, and we're in the middle of telling a hint or a mashal, a parable, how to understand this. Right? But after you get through the hardship of walking up that first flight of the building, what happens? Now you go into a beautiful room and you enjoy everything that's on that floor. Right? What happens after that? Achar kach, kshematchilim la'alot lekuma bet, when you start to go up to the second level, to the second story, ineshuv yesh lo madrigot, again you have stairs. Veshuv yesh lo koshi, and again it's hard. Venira lo shakoshi yakodem chozer al atzmo, it appears as if what I already did, I already went up a flight of stairs. That exact feeling is coming back again. I already did that. Aval be'emet achshav em madrigot shel kuma bet. Now really, they are the stairs of the second story. They're the stairs of the next level that you're getting to. Shei madrigah acher is a completely different level. Uve'emet Adam hayah tzarich lismoach. The person should have been happy. Bechol pam sheba lo lekatnut. Every time you get katnut, really internally, you should be very happy. Ki ze siman shekana medrega b'avodato. It's a sign that you actually completed a level in your service of Hashem. Ve'itzliach lichvosh od chelek. You managed to conquer another part. You completed another part of your whole entire nefesh, your whole entire soul. You should be happy when you get trials. You should be happy when you feel like there's a distance between what you know in your head and what you're feeling in your heart. Right? And the katnut is a kli, right? It's the vessel and it is the foundations for the new level. There's deeper even. It's not enough that the katnut is showing you that you're at a new level. It is the foundation and the vessel for the whole entire next level. According to how you act now in the katnut, because you're making the vessel, the katnut is now pushing you down in order for you to start making vessels. According to the vessel you make, meaning how you act in that time period, which we haven't cleared up of how you need to act yet, but this is it's an amazing topic for a few weeks. Zat Hashem. But the way to start to do that, right? And the extent that you make that vessel is how your gadlut, how your expansion, your time of expansiveness is going to be. ולכן חובה עלינו לדעת איך לעבור את השם, לעבוד את השם יתברך בקטנות. Therefore, it's essential for us to know how to serve Hashem from katnut, right, and to do things properly. כי כל קטנות שאדם מרגיש שהיא כלי ויסוד, right? Everything that all the katnut that a person feels, it is a vessel and a foundation in order to get to the new level. ואם האדם לא מרוצה מהמצב שהוא נמצא בו, if a person is not happy with the situation that he's in right now, הוא פוסל אותו ולא מחשיב אותו, and he nullifies it and he cancels it and he says it's not important, what I'm going through right now is not really anything, I'm not experiencing Hashem in this situation, right now it's, I don't want to be in this situation, ורק מחכה מתי יזכה להתלדלות ממצב הקדנות, when am I going to get out of this situation, when is everything going to make sense again, אזי בגלל מחשבות אלו, because of these thoughts, הוא מפסיד עולמות שלמים ולא יכול להתקדם. He misses complete worlds and he's not able to make progress. וצריך לשים לב, and you have to pay attention, שככל שהקטנות גדולה ועמוקה יותר, the harder and the more constricted your lack of that connection is, the more you feel like you're in the dumps, זה סימן שהמדרגה הבאה היא יותר חשובה ועמוקה ויסודית. It's just a sign that the next level you're going to is more important, deeper, and more fundamental. And Hashem Yitbarach רוצה לתת לו מתנה גדולה יותר. Hashem wants to give you a bigger present. And therefore the vessel, which is katnut, is so hard and is so big to get through.
Good, I am in for some.
There you go. Right? It's like there's a footnote here at the bottom. It's just like Am Yisrael when we went into the great miracle of the splitting of the sea. When we went to the great miracle of the splitting of the sea, the maidservant saw what Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see. Right? The greatest prophet, Yechezkel, right here to my right. What he could see, right, was not even what the maidservants at the splitting of the sea saw. Right? And what was happening right before the splitting of the sea? What happened right before that great expansive experience? They had enemies behind them, animals around them, a desert and a crazy ocean in front of them. No situation where you can get out. The complete constricted, you're confined to the 4 meters that you have around you. You can't do anything. And what happened after that? They saw things that no prophet ever saw. Right? So, ולכן, ככל שנכנסים, except for Moshe Rabbeinu. ולכן, ככל שנכנסים יותר עמוק, therefore, according to how deep we go, and the person looks and seeks out how to get out of the, how to elevate in his levels more and higher and higher and higher, then specifically, he has harder trials and he has more katnut. If you're trying to grow and you're trying to go from level to level, then what happens to you? You experience katnut much more than the person who's in La La Land and he's on his jet ski every Sunday. Right? You are trying to climb the ladder. That's not an easy thing to continuously do. And there's no such thing as stopping for rest. Because you're either going up or you're going down. Right?
But going down is going up.
No, there you go. You have the nice floor that you're on.
You do. That's being happy. Exactly. Which could be your katnut? The katnut is the rest, right? When you get to the new level and you worked hard, you finally beat the boss now. But it's hard. But what do you do? We're going to get there. Zat Hashem. ודווקא אז בעצבות חזקה יותר לבבל אותו. The more you try to grow, the more depression is going to come and try to confuse you. וצריך לזכור את זה. A person needs to remember this. כפי גודל הקושי והעלמה בקטנות, according to the hardship and the lack of clarity and the disappearance in the times of katnut, כך יגדל מעלת האור והשפע הנמשך בגדלות. So too will be the amount of light and shefa that is brought down when you have expansiveness in gadlut. והידיעה הזאת תיתן לו כוח לעמוד בניסיון. Knowing this alone will already give you the power to know this when you're going through the hardship. Right? And חשיבות ההבנה מהי קטנות. It's important to know what is קטנות. Therefore, it's so important to learn this and to understand this idea of קטנות, because the understanding in this gives you two things, right? Two essential things that you get from understanding what we're dealing with. One is, you're not going to break from every time you think you fall, or you have a little dip in your service. You're not going to start to think, oh, I'm not being successful. You understand the opposite. You understand with the help of Hashem, you're being successful. The hardship now is not any kind of proof that I'm not successful and that I'm not doing things well and that I fell right now. The opposite, it's showing that you're getting to a new level. And the second thing is, that was the first, right? The first thing is, when you know the secret of what is katnut, and you can recognize it, then you know, first things first, that not only are you not falling, you're balling. Right, you're much succeeding. And two, lashkia avoda nechona bezman hakatnut. Two, you're going to know how to work properly from this constricted mindset. I'm not going to say I'm going to wait until the storm passes and then I'm going to work properly. Right? To know specifically that the main work is specifically in the katnut. When you don't feel it, that's the main time to work. And a person who doesn't serve Hashem when he's in katnut, when he's in a constricted mindset, and you only wait that situation where you don't have anything going for you will pass, will never be successful to get to the next level. Right? So, two things you get out of knowing the secret of constricted mindset. One, you just made it to the next level. You're not failing. You didn't mess up. It might appear like that, and you might have a million ways to try to throw excuses to say why that's the real thing, according to what your eyes are seeing. Really, what's happening? You're on a new level. You're not an angel. You'll never reach perfection anyway. You got to a new level, and now you're being tested with a higher level of work. You're getting better and better. The game gets harder and harder, right? You, on a certain level, get better at the game, but your opponents attack you more because you're better, so they need to come on their A game. So every time you go up, your enemies are going up with you, right? So the more you know that, you get two things. One, that you know you're being successful every time you have a hardship. And two, you learn how to serve Hashem from that place, and according to how you serve Hashem in that place, that is the vessel and the foundation for the amount of light that's going to come down to you when you finally get into expansiveness. Do we have koach to keep going, guys?
Yeah.
So we're going to go into a little bit of what is the work of katnut. What is the actual work, right? It's a little bit deeper, but bezat Hashem. Perek bet. What is the work in katnut? It's kabbalat ol ve'emunah. It is accepting upon ourselves the kingship of Hashem, all the work and all the Torah and the mitzvot and the halacha, and emuna, and faith. And Hashem, loyal faith in Hashem. After you understand what is katnut and what is the whole entire purpose, that understanding gives the person power to get through the hardships and through all the constriction. That you won't be taken back by it and you're not going to be shook. The opposite. You're going to know that by way of what you're feeling right now, you're going to come into a birth, bizat Hashem, of great new mochin, new intellect that is of expansion. And understanding and feeling and from a much higher place. Still, though, we need to learn the ways of doing this in action. And the rule is, in the time of constrictionness and constrictedness, in the time when you don't feel the connection between your brain and your heart, and things don't feel right, even though you know you should be doing better, you need to go into the work of Kabbalat Ol Bakshanut. You have to go into the work of taking on Halacha with tenacity, with stubbornness, with principle. I'm not moving from this. Show Hashem loyalty without any calculations. Don't start to make now math in this. Straight up, I'm with you, Hashem. This splits into two parts. There's the part of thought, and there's a part of action. Before that, we're going to start a footnote here on the end of the page, in the bottom left corner. Right? Mainly, and when you get into katnut, you have to use netzach hod yesod. Right leg, left leg, and you breathe. What are these ideas of netzach hod yesod? Netzach is nitzachon, to be victorious, to be tenacious. Right? This is the brazenness, this is that strongness, this is the tenacity and the stubbornness that gives the person power to go into a war. Even in the place that according to what I know in my head, there's no way I'm going to be successful here. And this gives the person the power to go out and act with tenacity above everything that's going inside of his head that's trying to make him have some despair on himself. Hod, the idea is to recognize, to admit to Hashem, and to know that everything, the recognition that Hashem is doing everything, and He's the only one that's acting in the world. And if Hashem right now closed off my mochin, He closed off my intellect, and I don't have a connection between my brain and my heart, then you have to cling to the work of hoda'ah, of admitting to Hashem, of recognition of Hashem, of recognizing Hashem and everything, and thanking Him. You have to thank Hashem also for that situation. However you want to lead me, I'm happy and I'm receiving it. And I know for sure it's for the good. And then this gives him the power to on his akshanut, on his stubbornness, that will be done in the right way. Right? That I'm not going to push because I need to do this, but because I recognize that Hashem put me in this situation, now I need to act properly. I need to take action straight away. From the recognition, though, that Hashem is working here. Right? And you're going to only go and do what you're going to be very stubborn on what you can do, and only from what Hashem is wanting you to do. Meaning you want to right now travel and go to a Kever Tzaddik, but you have no way to do it, and you see that there's no way to do it. Don't try to fight for 2 hours to make sure you get there. Right now you can sit with Tehillim, read Tehillim. Right now you can do something, read Halacha, you can learn Torah. Do what you can do. Don't fight to something because you think it's going to come from there because you think that way. Hashem's showing you. He's constricting in a lot of ways. You know what you can do and what you can't do in that situation. Do what you can. And be real and be strong with what you can, because you recognize that it's all Hashem, but you know you have to do. So those two midot of Netzach and Hod get mixed together. Yesod, the idea is connection. This is the power to be connected to Hashem in any situation, at any price. Whether I have the light showing for me and whether I don't. Right? And included in this is to connect to Hashem in every single situation that Hashem is putting me through. And to see in my thought, in my speech, in my action, that everything is from Hashem. And this is the work in the time of Katnut, when I look with godly feelings and eyes to be very stubborn, to try to not get soft on my brit, on my covenant with Hashem, and not to leave my avod, not to stop doing my avodat Hashem, not to miss that minyan, not to miss that shacharit. Especially, and even more so, to guard myself from falling to sins. And to continue with tenacity, with actual work, to look after and seek after Hashem, and to remember Hashem in any single situation that I'm going through, and to be connected to Him at any given time. And that was just a footnote. But, right? So this goes in two actions. Still have koach, guys? Still have power?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. We have a Muslim learning from us. Baruch Hashem. Amazing. See the power of the internet? Yes, Baruch Hu. Lakim. כשמגיע היצר ומחליש את דעתו... Right? You have to set in your mind to serve Hashem. There's the part of the thoughts and there's the part of action. And the part of thoughts, right? What's the part of thoughts? You have to set in your mind to work without feeling. When you feel the Yetzer Hara is coming to attack you and to bring you down in your consciousness, and he says to you, "Ata kvar lo tzadik, you're not a tzadik, what are you doing? Mimele lo tzlech leshlim tako. You're not going to be successful in completing anything anyway. Ata roe shenafalta kvar einecha magish klum. You already fell, you don't feel anything now. What are you, look at yourself. Al kol ze yane lo bekoach hakshinut. With all this, you answer him with tenacity and stubbornness. Nishbati v'aikaima lishmo mishpat. I swore, right? Because every single Jew swore that he will hold the whole entire Torah and be a slave to Hashem, servant to Hashem in Har Sinai. We also did it in the stomach, right? Everyone took an oath that we will be loyal to Hashem to keep the whole entire Torah. So when you hear the Yetzirah coming in your head and telling you, nah, you don't have to go, either way, you're not going to pray with proper kavanah, so you might as well not go. Answer him with tenacity. I swore to Hashem, and I'm going to keep my promise to keep all of his halachot, his whole entire Torah. And you say to the Yetzer, "Afilu lo yeh she'ata tzodek b'ta'anot ha'yehush, ein ze meshaneli, ki ani ne'eman b'chol mikre la'Hashem itbarach." Even though everything you're telling me, you're putting in my ear, is true, I messed up on that, I did that, I don't feel like this. Everything you're saying is true. You're not even like, you're not telling me lies. You're smart, you know how to get in my head, right? You're not telling me lies. Even though that's all true, it doesn't matter to me, because in any situation I'm going to be loyal to Hashem. V'lo meshane li klal ma yeiti. I don't care what's going to be with me. Im yizkeh la'ashlim et etzmi olo. I don't care if I'm going to perfect myself or not. Ela ani eved Hashem itbarach. I'm a servant of Hashem itbarach. My end all be all is to do what he's telling me to do. And to make him happy, and to reveal him in the world. You tell the Yetzirah that you will be able now to overcome the illusion of depression that the Yetzirah is trying to bring into you. As if you have no chance to be successful. Because you're going to say to him, even, let's go with the thing that you're saying, everything that you're saying is really true at its core. What do I care? I'm like a slave. I have a job. I'm just a slave. My whole entire will is to do my master's will. Even if I don't feel like doing it. Even when I don't see how I'm going to be successful and how I'm going to overcome it. I don't get into those calculations. I just do. This is the first thing you need in katnut. Since you can't work with the feeling of your heart, so then work with your head. You know Hashem's there. You know Hashem's watching you. You know what Hashem wants of you. And that won't change anything. Right? Meaning, You're not going to miss shachrit if you know that, if you're not going according to your heart all the time. With this power, you're going to be able to be tenacious and to continue to fight in this work. And you're going to try to look for more exposure of Hashem, more connection to Hashem, more closeness to Hashem. Without thinking about the successes and the emotions. And then we get to the physical part of action. You need misud nefesh. You need a self-sacrifice. You need to give over yourself. You can go into the way of taking upon the Torah, upon yourself the Torah with tenacity and with complete stubbornness. Where you're rested right now, al tenach, from the word noach, right? Your place that you're at right now, don't rest there. Don't look at the fact that you don't feel anything right now. And don't look at the fact that you're not able to do the things in the quantity and quality that you're used to doing them. Just make sure you keep your seder. Everyone has their service of Hashem that they do every day, no matter where the person is. There's certain things, right? Some people, they say Birkot HaShachar, Shema, and Amidah. Some people put on tefillin for 5 minutes and say Shema. Some people pray Shacharit, Mincha, and Arvit, and they learn Torah for 2 hours, and they learn Torah for 14 hours. Some people, they have that seder, right? They have that daily schedule. You're in a kollel, you're in this, you work, you make time for your Torah, no matter what it is. When the light starts to shut down, and you don't know what to do with yourself, and you're starting to lose it, and you're getting katnut, we know what katnut is. It means you got to a new level, right? So what do you have to do? On the side of a thought, I need to be faithful to Hashem, and go strong, and go hard, and tell the Yetzirah, go look for someone else, right? And I know, and I'm going to be tenacious because I know Hashem's with me and I need to connect myself to Him in any situation. But when it comes to action, at least keep your regular schedule. At least don't miss what you do every day, no matter what, when everything's going for you, right? V'avod mitoch akshanut, and work from complete tenacity, like you did in thought. You have to be strong with what you set up for yourself every day. Above the feelings and the logic of the heart, because when you're in a time of katnut, the main work is to keep on all the mitzvot and all of the behaviors that are good in action that you already have. In a way that you're accepting upon yourself right now, I have to work. I'm in a stage that I need to work. It is not a time to think right now. This thing needs to get done. I do it every single day. I don't feel like it today. I need to do it. I'm not going according to how I feel right now in my heart. I know in my head what I need to do. I'm going to do it tenaciously.
But it's like, what if I wake up late and miss shacharit? I have this like 4 in the afternoon, but I still want to do shacharit.
So you do mincha, and then you do mincha again. You do twice the amida. It's the halachot, how to do it. The first one is...
I know that, but like, what if I just straight up, like, out of, like, the bottom of my heart, just wanted to do shachar? And then do, like, 2 minutes.
So then you can read all of the Tehillim, all of Pesukei Dezimra, all of Pesukei Dezimra, and then you can do mincha, and then you do 2 amidot. There's ways to do it. You have to learn the halachot. Right, v'al yadei she'ishmor et ha-mitzvot, by way of keeping the mitzvot, right, by being tenacious with them, keeping the mitzvot, afilu rak v'chitzinut gmura, even by a completely external way, meaning I don't really feel them, I'm just doing them, just to do them, right, even by only that level, v'zehu mochiach shu eved Hashem ne'eman ve'emet, by way of this, you're proving that you're a true servant of Hashem. It's not about what I feel, right, I'm doing it externally, I don't really feel like I did a real shmonai se, but I showed up today and I did it. That is what you need to do. That is exactly what you need to do. You're doing everything you can to work, to serve. Without the successes. By way of this, he is building right now the situation and the foundations of all of the intellect and all of the feelings that will come later on a much higher level, on the new level, on the next level. And the more you completely... staying consistent with your work, right? Even without your heart being there, and without it being a complete act, meaning you don't have the pnimiut and the chitzoniut, you don't feel it and you're doing it, you just have one side of it, like you're used to doing completely, right? Bizchut zeh yizkeh, by way of this, you're going to merit that afterwards, when it comes back to you, all of the feelings of the heart, they're going to be in abundance, they're going to be much more than you expected. Even though the main thing is really in the heart, right, is really to feel it and go into the pnimiut of everything, to get to the core of everything. With that said, in katnut, when you're in a constricted mindset, you need to completely ignore your emotions and to go in the path of action. And don't stop the work that you have set up for you, no matter what. And we're going to explain a little bit. Limud, when it comes to your learning, right? You need to continue to try to learn the Torah that you have set up every day. Even though it's hard for you, very hard for you to continuously learn that Torah, you have to do everything in your power to do that, to keep up that Torah learning. Right? And you have, everyone has theirs, but you shouldn't be expecting yourself to be successful in quality. You should just keep the chitzoniut, which is the how much time would you learn usually, right? You have a set time, you have kolol, an example, right? 10:30 to 2:30. I'm not going to feel it. I might even maybe half fall asleep there, but I'm going. I'm going to sit there, I'm going to open the book, I'm going to do what I can. I don't feel it today, but I'm going to at least keep what I have set up for me. You learn 5 minutes a day, you're going to keep that 5 minutes a day. You have to. If you see everything is closed off for you, at least just read the page. Don't even try to learn in your head. Read the words on the page. Read it over and over and over again without the explanations, without Rashi, without Tosfos, without any explanation. Just read the words on the page. Cling to the holy letters even if you don't understand what's going on behind them deeper. Tefillah, that's for learning, right? Tefillah, when it comes to praying, when it comes to connecting to Hashem, Yitbarach. Shekashel ha'adam lechaven betefillato, when a person, it's hard for him to have kavanah in his prayers. And he has all these different thoughts that are coming to confuse him and arouse him in different ways. You should arouse the feeling to not be taken back by all of this. Just do you. Do you. And say another word and another word in the honor of Hashem. One more word for the honor of Hashem. One more word for the honor of Hashem. Va'afilu shebe'ma'od kashelo lechaven. And even if it's very, very hard for you to have kavanah, this is what you need to do. Right? And in the times, when it comes to tefillah, and also goes for limud as well, when it's hard for you, then you can use external acts, as of shaking your body, right? And to learn or to pray with more voice. And there's different ways like this, but if you move your body in a faster way, you will help to arouse different feelings inside, right? Well, now, what about between you and your friend, between two Jews? Itametz litneg nachon im bnei adam. You should try very hard to act properly with other people, and to force yourself to continue with that pleasant act that you would with your friends. Like we said, katnut, it could come to a certain point that all the lights shut off for you and you don't feel it, right? Your heart is not connected to your head. You know that's a good friend. You start to disrespect him. You start to act badly with him. That's not how you should behave with him. So even here, when it comes to between man and his friend, you need to try your very hardest to act properly how you would when you're feeling great with him. Even more so if they're underneath your guidance and how you're teaching them. Even though your heart is not with you, you should try very hard to go harder. That at least how you act externally should be properly. You might not feel like you want to be with the person, you don't want to deal with him, whatever it is. You don't have the time for him. Don't let him feel that. Don't let him see that from you. Right? He might be able to sense that something's going on, but don't let him feel that it's coming from you, right? Klalo shel davar. What is the main general principle here? Tzirich limsor et nafsho lekayem et haTorah veHaMitzvot. A person has to completely give over himself and have mesirut nefesh, self-sacrifice, to keep the Torah and the mitzvot. Lefachot bechitziniutam. At minimum, bare minimum, at least just do the action without the heart being there. You have to give over from yourself to be able to do this. Even though you don't feel light, you don't feel any passion toward this. Right? And there's a bit more here, but that is the idea. It's a good place to stop and pick up from here. B'zat Hashem. And may we all be successful. Again, just to give a little summary, right? Katnut. Katnut is constrictedness. Right? It's things that, what is it? It feels like we failed, it feels like we messed up, it feels like things are not going well. Our head is not connected to our heart. We don't feel what we know in our head. All that is that you did so well in serving Hashem that you just got to a new level where you're going through the hardships of that new level. You're in a higher level work, you're dealing with higher level things. Even if it looks like the same thing over again, you're dealing from another place. You've done something that now you feel hardship. And the more hardship you're seeking, the more you're going to get tested, right? But if you know that really it's just the beginning of a new level, and all they're asking for you right now is to keep your regular schedule and do what you've already been doing, minimum, even if it's only from an external aspect. You're not going to feel it when you go to pray in Shachrit. You don't feel it when you put on tefillin. You know what it does feel like, though. And you know that you have to do it. You just do it. You just do it. You come to learn Torah and you can't learn Torah, you don't understand, you don't have the brain power to learn right now, read the words again and again. The letters are holy. You don't get the depth behind them, at least get the external vision, which is what your eyes see on the paper. At least get that. Your friend, it's hard for you to connect. Your tefillah, all these different things. Say the words. Be nice. Do what you're meant to do. And by the way you act during katnut, by the way you act when things are hard for you, meaning when you get to that beginning of the new level, well, within that level, you're going to have a lot of expansion as well. Because it's made of two sides, right? It's not that just levels are hard. You also have a part where you run and you have the straight of the track, right? Where you can open up a gas and you can let it go, right? There's all these different levels. When you get to that point of expansionness, of greater consciousness, then, according to how you acted in the constriction, now you're going to have a huge illumination that's going to carry you and give you to whole new levels. So, B'zat Hashem Yitbarach. The way to do this is to connect our netzach to our hod and your sod, to be completely tenacious, but to know that I can't push too much because Hashem is putting me in a certain situation and I have to recognize that He's the one that's putting me there. And then from that, I connect to Hashem in any situation that I'm going through and I keep on doing what I already have set up to me, what my brit is, my covenant, the things that I've established that I do, I keep that covenant, even if it's on the most external part, and B'zat Hashem Yitbarach, everything opens up.